Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to the 12th year of my weekly Angel Healing House radio program. My name is Claire Candy Hoff, and my name is also Angel Ariel, as I had an angelic walking experience on January 11th of 2003, which I write about in my award-winning number one Amazon international bestseller, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. Welcome back, my regular listeners and my followers. It's lovely to be in your energies once more. And a big welcome to those who are listening for the very first time. Now, for those who are new, through my full-time business, which is called Angel Healing House, which I created in 2003, I'm a Reiki master teacher. I've taught hundreds and hundreds of Reiki practitioners, master teachers around the world. I'm an intuitive counselor, a channel, clairvoyant tarot card reader, and I also offer Reiki energy healings and clearings to give direction and clarity, to get clients unstuck, to move stagnant energy areas in their lives so that they can go on and be clear to make wonderful, beneficial choices and their health for their health to improve as well. I also teach tarot. I love teaching my tarot students this wonderful, wonderful divination tool. If you'd like to book any of my services, please do phone me at Angel Healing House at 831-277-3716. Do remember that is Pacific Standard Time as we are in Santa Monica, California. Or you can always visit my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. I'd like to remind everyone that my wonderful guided angel meditation, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, which has only been available on CD up to now, is now available as an MP3. and available for immediate download to your devices, and it's exclusively available on my Angel Healing House website for only $11.11. This meditation with professional, beautiful musical accompaniment and sound effects takes us on our own journey with the angels. It walks us through practical exercises that help us free ourselves from the burdens and the worries and concerns of daily life. This listener sent me this testimonial about her and her dog Ginger's listening experience. She said, "Dear Candy, I'm writing this letter to let you know that not only do I enjoy your angel meditation, letting go of concerns and living in the now, but our dog Ginger, a 7-year-old shepherd retriever mix, is enjoying it as well. I didn't realize it at first, but every time I listen to your meditation, Ginger hears your angelic voice and comes to join me in meditation. He becomes so relaxed as your voice is so very calming. She seems to be focused on your meditation and a lot happier and stress-free after her session. As soon as the 22 minutes and 11 seconds are over, then she gets up and leaves the room. She seems to be lovingly engrossed in your meditation. Thank you so much from myself and my Ginger. We both want to thank you for connecting us with our angels every single day." And she says, "Sincerely," that comes from Doreen Catherine in Pennsylvania in the United States. Again, you can download this heavenly MP3 for only $11.11 exclusively on my Angel Healing House website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. I'd like to thank those people who have made donations for my free content. Perhaps you've received a free mini angel reading. And if you'd like to make donations, I've left my PayPal link in the description box down below with all my contact details. I see that we have several callers on the line. First up, we have 780. Then we have 519. Then we have 718. And then it comes 630. If you'd like to call in for a free mini angel reading, do call in on 646-716-6794. Again, that number is 646-716-6794. But before we get to callers here on Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio, we always look into the astrological heavens to see how the planetary energies are affecting all of us. Well, the first important event took place last week with Jupiter conjunct Chiron, which has given us a chance to clear past energies, clear up any karmic debts from our connections, from our childhoods, families, past loves, or relationship blocks, and financial issues around money. This powerful gateway is not only healing us individually, but it is healing and clearing many generations and past lifetimes of trauma and karma. In fact, our ancestors are with us through this wonderful, powerful process to help make us clear and open to receive and manifest the fulfillment of our heart's desires. Today, on March 16th, we have the Sun, Neptune, and Mercury all aligning in Pisces, which heightens its energies of exploring deep emotions to heal. It may open us up to a greater spiritual exploration, and its watery depths are encouraging us to flow and utilize our creativity to visualize and imagine. The more we allow ourselves to explore by imagining, the more it hones our intuitions, it actually fires us up to experience greater joy within. By connecting to our imaginative powers through things like writing, composing, drawing, and dreaming about our dream lives, these creative Pisces energies, they're really helping us to make mental images which then go on into the mix of physically manifesting our heart's longings and desires into reality. It's really important to remember that the universe desires exactly what we show it through our words, our thoughts, and the feelings in our hearts and our actions that we desire. Then on March 20th, we have the equinox, spring here in the Northern Hemisphere and fall in the Southern Hemisphere. And at that same time, we have a brand new start of the astrological new year. You know, forget about January 1st for resolution making, as many, many people make their resolutions around this time as they see the sun going into Aries, the first sign on the zodiacal wheel, as the true start to the new year. And what better energies to start the new year off with the focus on new beginnings and bringing in a time of greater balance and alignment in our lives. Then, on March 21st, we have the first new moon of the new astrological cycle, which will be in Aries. With its focus on fresh new starts and with Aries' characteristics of focus, action, fiery determination, it's a great time for forward-moving energies to manifest your dreams into reality. Whether this entails starting new projects or bravely stepping forth to invite those new people, those new projects, those new endeavors, new lifestyles, could even be new relationships, new locations where you'll be living. These energies are not only magical, but they are magnetic. So make sure that you are open to receive in both expected and in unexpected ways. And this Aries season will usher in a new chapter over the coming decades, bringing in a whole new era of light on planet Earth. And with each of us being on the precipice of this new era. I was speaking to a listener of my radio show, and she asked, with all the revelations about how much we have been lied to by those in authority of our medical, pharmaceutical, educational, governmental, banking, food industries, and organizations like the FDC, the Food and Drug Administration, the WHO, the World Health Organization, and the National Institute of Health, How do we now proceed into this new era? Well, I'll share with you two examples of systems which were full of corruption and greed that are being recreated into those of light and that align with God's source creator. Now, one of those which is building a new paradigm of healthcare is called Americans for Healthcare Alternatives, an official private health care association. Many doctors and many nurses who stood up against the narrative, the tyrannical, unconstitutional constitutional edicts that were forced on us over the last 3 years, when these doctors and lawyers stood up, they were fired after decades and decades of wonderful service and getting promotions and getting wonderful recommendations. And they have banded together with others to create this Americans for Healthcare Alternatives. Now, what really got my attention was their mission statement, which says their mission statement is to create a God-centered environment. Now, how wonderful is an opening for a mission statement, a God-centered environment for wellness that focuses on respect, dignity, and ethical treatment of the whole person, mind, body, and spirit. Now, this association is built on principles and ethics and offers patient care above profit. How extraordinary is that? It's refreshing that this organization of doctors and healthcare workers, many who were fired, are now voicing their concern that their top priority is respect, dignity, and ethical treatment. They welcome in alternative and holistic therapies for the patient's wellness, for that is the most important goal, not greed and not profits. This is quite a revolutionary idea, as the medical community thwarted so many alternative cures over the past 100 or more years for things and diseases like cancer, or they bought the patents for them, the AMA did, and they hid them away. Why? Because they worked. Another area where the collective is revolutionizing a corrupt dark system is education, which has become no more than an indoctrination system. There are many parents who are outraged that their children are being subjected to sexual topics and books and the normalizing of deviant sexual practices, and they've decided to do something about it. Some parents have banded together, completely taken their children out of this dark system. They've pooled their money, employed a teacher that aligns again with God's source creator, and are homeschooling their children. These are two very important examples that show us that we do not have to fight and rail against any dark, corrupt system or anyone. We simply go out and build and create a new system. There have been many times of revolution on our planet, and this is the one that will finally stick, but only with each individual's action to not only interact or put any of their energies into a dark, corrupt system. An example, you know, people say, all right, what can I do as an individual? Well, here's an example. An example of what an individual can do is through the actions that one takes. One of my clients is an opera singer, and for years she has bought her onstage and offstage wardrobe from a particular designer. When she found out that one of these designers had links to pedophile organizations and were featuring satanic images in their advertising, she shared the information with her circle of friends and then contacted some of her favorite stores that carried this designer and brought it to their attention and said that if, after knowing this, if they still carried this designer's line of clothing, that she and her influential friends would never shop there again. That week, the line of clothing was discontinued in this store. We can certainly make a difference where we spend our money and who we are financially supporting. Going forward, we each have choices. We can join and donate our time and effort with others. You know, we can help build those new systems like the Americans for Healthcare Alternatives, or create businesses of our own, like my Angel Healing House practice, which I created 20 years ago, that is life-affirming, that is positive. It's filled with respect. And our first mission is, and our mission statement is, the Posse of Angels and my mission statement, is to help connect each and every one of us to our divine, eternal natures and align ourselves with that, with our God source creator that truly cares about the well-being of others, whatever their decisions and choices are. Again, it's about respect and dignity and ethical behavior. And even if we don't join or create a business, we can each make a difference by being very conscious of what products and businesses we give our money to. Again, for instance, many of the diamonds that we might buy, and this was interesting, the lithium for the lithium batteries for some electric cars are part of child labor and modern slavery camps. By doing our own research and then by withdrawing our funding, the perpetuation of these organizations will eventually dry up and disappear. Yes, the Posse of Angels is saying to reverse what has been allowed to be perpetuated on our dear planet seems like a futile quest, but just like the Berlin Wall, it was up one day, the next day it was torn down. With each brave baby step forward that we take to create this new era of light, individually and as a collective, we will be remembered in the annals of history as the collective who finally took it upon ourselves to be the change that we wished to see in the world. The Posse of Angels and I are asking you, how are you making a difference? And how are you contributing to this new era of light? You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, here on Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio, which airs every week on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you were late joining us, just a reminder that my wonderful guided angel meditation has only been available up until now on CD. It's called Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, but now it's an MP3 available for immediate download to your devices, and it is exclusively available on my Angel Healing House website for only $11.11. So to download this heavenly MP3 for only $11.11 exclusively at my website, it's angelhealinghouse.com. If you'd like to call in for a free mini angel reading, please do call in on 646-716-6794. Without further ado, let's go to some of those callers. Our first caller is 780. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff, Angel Ariel, and the Posse of Angels. Please let us know your name and where you're calling from. 780.
Oh, hey, it's Claire. It's Jay calling from Canada. Just listening to the show today.
Oh, okay. All right. Would you like me to pull a card or two for you?
Sure. Thank you. I'm grateful for that.
Okay. All right. How do you feel, Jay, about making a difference to this new era of light? You think of anything that you participate in, or it could just be about visualizing a new world of light?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So just listen to your wisdom, and my is to wake up people with wisdom and realistic and empathic words so they can actually see what the world is really like. So, and yeah, as you were saying, but
the funny thing about our contribution to the world is, you know, every time we do a kindness for somebody, every time we're generous, every time we give people the benefit of the doubt, because we are all human and we're all, you know, fighting something or, you know, have our challenges and things like that. Every time we are kind and generous and soft and caring and compassionate and forgiving, that goes such a long way to helping people that softness to really encourage people. And, you know, you got to think, years and years of this planet of the anger and the sadness, the bitterness, the resentment, the regret, the competition, the comparing ourselves with other people, the separation and division. You know, every time that kindness is instilled in somebody, it softens them, it opens their heart to believe that there is a different way. It's wonderful to be that supportive, encouraging light for another, for them to, not to believe in anything that I say, but for them to connect, open their hearts, and start believing in themselves. Let's go and choose some cards for Jay. Just let's
grateful for
heck with it. Let's see what comes out. Oh, first card that's coming out for you is the Six of Pentacles. This is the giving and the receiving card. They're saying that with the, how's the job hunt going, by the way?
I'm just applying right now. What is kind of like a stumbling block is actually I have to take some tests to back up my words on my resume. Assessment tests. Yeah, they're interesting.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, that's it. That is interesting. Well, they're saying that and the next card is the Judgment card, which is a resurrection, a new phase of your life, and then the Temperance. So you've got two majors there, and you've got the Giving and the Receiving card. So all of this is going to work out not only for the best, but it's going to balance out your life. And along the way, there is some fulfillment of those wishes coming in. So, yeah, it's a very encouraging read. Let me just have a peeky at the bottom. And we peek at the bottom and we see the Wheel of Fortune. So what is going to come in is fated and destined for you. So hope that's been helpful.
Oh, yeah, it has. I'm grateful for it.
Okay. Well, you look after yourself and have a beautiful day.
Yes, you take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Let's go to our next caller. I just saw another caller pop up. 914, I saw you. You're going to be sixth in line. So let me go to our next caller. So that was Jay. Then we have next caller. 519, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff, Angel Ariel, and the Posse of Angels. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Claire. My name's Jennifer. I'm calling from Canada.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? I loved everything you just said about turning the tides and staying in our truth.
Oh, can I tell you a little bit of a secret, Jennifer? Which means
okay.
That I'm telling all of my listeners and everyone else. And we are in for an extraordinary April, especially towards the end of April. What is going to come in? Some people are referring it to as the wrath of God. I don't see it as that. But the tide has so turned that all of this 3D illusion is just crumbling so fast, and it's speeding up so exponentially that all of this is going to be just dissipated. So that we can, as we go into the rest of 2023, it's almost going to be like, not that it never happened, but, we'll look around and we'll shake ourselves off and say, what was that all about? As we remember why we came back and we remember why we contracted to be here and then our eyes will be just focused on the light and creating this light on the planet through those systems and structures, through our own individual efforts. And it just brings tears to my eyes what is transpiring. And it's happening now. It's happening now, the crumbling of the third dimension. So it's a very exciting time.
Oh, you're making me smile.
And that's what we should put our focus on. That's what we should put our focus on and give ourselves credit for, not only going for the last 3 years, but some of us, like myself, have been doing this for 20 years, raising the vibrational frequency on the planet, sort of reminding people how divine they are. And this is we are the first collective to ever have done this. We will go down in the annals of history that we were the change that we sought in the world. And it's really quite extraordinary. Did you have a question today?
I just wanted to see if you could pull some cards for me because I just feel, like you said, that change is just coming and I was wondering which area to focus on.
Okay. All right. Knock cards. See what's coming in. There's been something they're saying that they're really happy about this. I don't know if this is like a 180 degree change, but there's something that is that you have improved, whether you're doing something or you're more attentive to something, and they really like that. I'm not sure what they're but they're pinpointing. Can you think of there's something that you've done, or maybe you've done forgiveness work around it, or I'm not sure.
Well, I've done a lot of work, but lately what I've been doing is intermittent fasting. It's been about 2 weeks, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I started intermittent fasting, I think it was about maybe about 2 years ago, and I saw extraordinary results, not only for my weight loss. Of course, I corrected my thyroid with Chinese medicine, and I mentioned on the program before, and reversed my Hashimoto's that I inherited from Claire Candy's body. But with the intermittent fasting, it gives your body time to digest what you've eaten, and it resets the system, and you digest and get most nutrition out of the food that you are eating, and it doesn't make you sluggish, you know. It just works wonders. I suggest it to all my clients, not just for weight loss, but it makes and it helps the body to remember how to it's a natural healing mechanism that we have to reset the body. I mean, we wouldn't utilize a machine 24 hours a day, you know, constantly, you know, utilizing it. It needs to rest, and so it is with our digestive system. So I think that's what they're pointing to. They're really happy that you've undertaken that.
Yay!
That's because, yay for you, and see what comes out. Okay. First card that's coming out is the Knight of Pentacles. This is long-term results, you know, in our world where so many things have been pushed on us, you know, sort of this diet and that diet and, you know, the list goes on about things that we can do to lose weight or to, you know, be healthier or things like this. But this is a long-term effect, you know. And also, it is a form of showing us that we, and not the food or anything else or somebody else that said that we have to eat, you know, a breakfast, lunch, and dinner at certain times or certain food pyramids or anything like that. No, it's saying we can determine what is best for our bodies, and then if we can do this, then we can control our thoughts. We can control what words we use and what feelings we hold in our hearts, and this creates a long-term effect in your life. The next is the High Priestess. I don't know if you've been much clearer because of the intermittent fasting. Have you noticed any clarity with your intuition or anything?
I was just going to say, my brain is clearer. There's less of a fog. I'm getting a lot more intuition coming through. It's like it's not blocked.
Isn't that wonderful? And the next card is the Four of Wands. This is the Success card. For you. It's also the House card, but in this regard, they're saying that our body is our temple. It is our temple. And hey, we've all, you know, gotten off track or whatever that is, and, you know, we've eaten something that has chemicals or preservatives or additives in it or coloring. But if we get back on track, and that is the rarity rather than the norm, you know, we should give ourselves success, because so much of our lifestyles and our diets and everything else have been cleaned up, you know, We don't use things with fluoride in it because fluoride is a poison. You know, we switch to organics because GMOs, again, Monsanto Roundup is poisonous for us. You know, so they're saying that this success is going to spill over in other areas of your life. And they wanted me to look under the deck, and there's the Strength card, which
Ooh.
Is the Breakthrough card, which truly is the Breakthrough card. That's gonna it's like resetting your life and setting you on a new path. So I hope all that's been helpful for you, Jennifer.
Oh, thanks, Claire. I appreciate it. Thank you for being of service.
You're welcome. You look after your beautiful self. Take care.
You too.
Goodbye. And if you haven't tried it before, and even if you're not overweight, I would definitely recommend intermittent fasting because, again, our bodies are not machines, and it allows the body to digest what you've already eaten, and it does make us clear. It makes us our bodies more efficient. All of those things. So thank you very much, Jennifer, for your call. Let's go to our third caller. So we've got 718. Then the next one was 630. And the next one after that was, I think the next one after that dropped out. So you dropped out. So 607, then you're going to be after that. So, but 718, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff, Angel Ariel. Tell us your name. Where are you calling from? 718? Are you there?
Oh, yeah. Hi. It's Stephanie from New York. Sorry about that.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
What's your question today?
Well, I don't know. First of all, I want to say I got the meditation last week, and I've been really enjoying it.
Oh, good.
Your MP3.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad you're enjoying it. Thank you.
Yeah. And also, I was thinking about what you had said last week about, to everybody, about the, gifts, I think, coming in. I think it was something to do with Saturn. I don't remember.
Yes,
and I
Saturn.
Was like, oh,
yes, yes.
I wonder what that will be or if anything will happen. And then, you know, my boyfriend has had, like, a very strange relationship with his brother and his sister for a very long time. And as a result, we haven't really seen much of his niece or nephew, and his niece is already, like, 14, and he's always wanted to be invited to, like, her plays or her soccer or whatever. And then he had to meet up with his brother about something on Friday, and he mentioned that. And his brother actually invited us to her play that night, which made him very excited. But, you know, his brother is and I've been actually putting that relationship, like, in the meditation in one of the boxes. But, you know, his brother is really historically very volatile and mean-spirited and cruel, deliberately and angry. So I guess I'm wondering if he's just one of those people to keep sending light to, but sort of keep a distance from, or if maybe things could possibly change and just sort of, so, you know, we don't keep getting hurt by this, you know.
Okay. So one of the things that the first thing that the Posse of Angels and I are feeling is that he is so hurt. He's like a traumatized child because anybody that's lashing out and acting like this is deeply wounded and deeply hurt. Perhaps he incurred abuse in his childhood. Or perhaps he's carrying abuse from a previous incarnation, and he is so wounded and he is so hurt. And just like a traumatized child, we wouldn't get angry at a child that has been burnt with cigarettes or maliciously and sexually, you know, abused and all of it. We wouldn't get angry at them, but we would feel for them. And what they need most is our healing energies, and they do not need our scorn. That's the last thing that they need is our scorn. So that what you can do is you can limit the amount of time that you're required to spend with this person. And when you do interact, see them as that traumatized child and just be compassionate and loving and sweet and kind and generous, because they're not, what he is lashing out is not because of you. It has everything to do with his hurt and his wounding. But what you can do is you and your boyfriend can be proactive by getting in a meditative state, and it works even exponentially better, the energies, if you do it together. Get in a quiet place and then send him that green healing light. See him encased. You can even call in Archangel Raphael and see him encased in that emerald green healing light, and just send him that light and then see him encased in that unconditional love, because those are the energies that he needs most. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out in relation to this.
When I've seen him in the past, he will accuse me of being fake, and he'll just say mean things. So it's been very challenging to. And then there are moments
all
where he's nice. Yeah.
All you need to do is say thank you. That's all you need to do. Say, oh, thank you. You don't need to defend yourself. You don't need to justify. You don't need to rationalize. All you need to say, okay, thank you. Because anything you say, he wants a fight to cause the irritation, to keep the agitation going, to keep him angry inside so that he can be right instead of being peaceful and joyful and reconnecting to his beautiful divine nature.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. And that's probably one of the hardest things to do, Stephanie, and everyone else, because we've been programmed to be triggered and reactive and fight and separate and divide. Oh my gosh, the first card that's coming out is the Four of Wands. Now this is, yes, it's the card of success after hard work. It's also the home card. It's the 11-11 card. And this is why they brought this card forward, is because they want you to act as the master, to master your emotions and to not give in. And you are the true master if you can do this and not get sucked into reacting. The next card is the spiritual teacher. It's the Hierophant. Okay, this is just what I said. Your actions and how you comport yourself will be extraordinarily helpful to him, because he's used to trying to light somebody's fire and then they spark back at him. But you don't have to do that. You can show him a new way by just saying thank you and just diffusing it that way. And the next card is the Star card. Well, this is going to be very healing for both you and for him. So maybe do that healing work together with your boyfriend to increase it exponentially, and don't take it upon yourself. So I hope that's been helpful.
Yeah, it has, although my boyfriend is against meditation, so I don't know how. Maybe he'll have
all right. Well, then call in your posse of angels, and then there'll be more of your spirit guides and angels to do it with. So have a beautiful day, Stephanie. Take care.
Thank you so much. You too.
Okay, bye. Let's go to our next caller. Okay, so we have this one is there, and then we have this one. So in this order, we're going to take 630914, and then we'll squeak in 607. But next caller is 630. Let's have your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Dion and Cupid. We're in Wisconsin.
Hi, Dion. Hi, Cupid. Is Cupid having a nap?
No, we just got back from our walk, and I'm wiping off his paws.
Lovely. Was he tramping? Cupid, by the way, those people who don't know, is a little Yorkshire Terrier and is absolutely adorable. Was he tramping through the snow?
No, he got into the mud. I don't know. They are drawn to the mud. I want to think it's because of the minerals that are in it.
Right.
So, yeah, he's like, but yeah, he's going to be like the oldest living Yorkie.
God bless him. He's picking up all of those good galactic energies or angelic energies. So what's your question today, Dion?
Okay, so here's where I'm at. So my landlord modified my lease to be a month-to-month lease, which is a good thing because I'm like, okay, great, I can leave, you know? And so
yeah.
Starting with the new place, it's the only vacancies are two, you have to have a roommate. One of my friends said that they wanted a roommate with me. That part's locked in. Obviously have to rent, like, in the beginning because don't know the area. So I just have a lot of anxiety around the whole situation because I see where Spirit's leading the steps for me to move forward, but
mm-hmm.
it's, like, because I'm not 100% sure if this is going to work, I have anxiety that, like, you know, I'm walking a tightrope and I don't want to fall without the safety net.
Okay. mm-hmm. Well, you know, the safety net is Spirit having your back. That's the safety
net. Right.
Mm-hmm. And if you've been offered this great, thing of the month to month, and then having a having the roommate come in, all of these things are pointing to you doing, is this in the same area that you're in?
No, I'm
in the
moving.
Same building?
I don't want to stay in Wisconsin. No. My
okay.
friend lives in Virginia, and
oh, okay.
I'm in
right.
Wisconsin, and we both said we'll go to Florida.
Okay, so the first thing that I thought of is Virginia is a lot closer to Florida than Wisconsin. It's a bunny hop. It's a bunny hop that is taking you down, and the weather is certainly better down there. It's not as frigid. Usually it's not as frigid. But the first card that's coming out for you is the Chariot. This is the movement card. This is, yes, this is the traveling movement card, and you would not have been offered this if it was not in your best interest. The next card is, oh, my God, it's another movement card. The next card is the Knight of Wands. This is the Ants in the Pants card, Ants in the Pants Knight, as I call him, because it is about movement. It is about traveling. So you've got two movement cards here. And what's the third card? Third card is the Six of Wands. This is the Victory card. And underneath the deck, you've got the Four of Cups, which is the blessing from God, showing you the way. So I would not have any anxiety over this. I'm just going to get shivers down my legs. I would say, hallelujah, thank you. I'm going to Virginia. Where in Virginia?
Something Falls. I don't even know.
Is it Great Falls? If it is Great Falls, Virginia, that's a beautiful area.
It might be.
But wherever it is, you're being divinely guided there, Dion, and you're going, and it's going to be so much better. But they're saying that it is a bunny hop, and that it is much closer to your final destination of getting to Florida. So,
okay.
Yeah, this is wonderful. So I hope that's been helpful.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you look thank after you. Yourself and give Cupid a hug.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Let's go to our next caller, 914. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. Tell us your name. Where are you calling from?
Where are you calling from?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Catherine, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm very well.
Can you take me off of speaker because I'm getting a reverberation?
Oh, I apologize. Is that better?
That's much better. Thank you very much. I hope you've been well. What's your question today?
I'm planning an event, and it was supposed to end in March, but there was a misunderstanding, so I figured the best way to kind of repair the misunderstanding was to extend it and then do another part of it in June. So I was just wondering if you see that being the case, if that was in fact the right course of action, and if you think I should do this event at Laura or Jasmine's establishment in June?
Okay.
I'm sorry, that was like a long question.
That's okay. Okay, so let me see. I'm asking about Laura's establishment. They like that. And I'm asking about Jasmine's establishment. They like Laura's better than Jasmine's.
Okay.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, when was this event supposed to be held?
In March, it was supposed to end the 23rd and the 24th, the two dates, and I'm still going through with that. But because of the venue miscommunicating something to me, that's why I extended it.
Okay, and for it to happen in June?
I'm sorry?
Is that correct? You extended it for it to happen in June?
Yes, yes.
Okay. They're saying that because of events on the planet and because of the energies of the collective and what's coming up for us, this monumental happening that's going to be coming up for us in April and could be the beginning of May as well, your event is going to be more supported and the energies are going to be much, much better if it's held in June. Let me go to the cards and see what comes out.
Ah.
Yeah, they're saying the energies on the planet are going to be, they're in such flux at the moment. We're very excited that the third dimension illusion is disappearing and is breaking down. But this is causing an anxiety in those people that don't see it as a good thing, because every facet of their world is being revealed as corrupt, and well, not every facet, but so many areas, and this is causing such trauma and anxiety, and we can't help but pick up this energy in our own energies and our events and things like that. So it's going to be greatly more energetically supported in June. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our love of Kevin. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm really glad you changed it. Three of Wands comes in. This is a very positive card. And it's a card traditionally of seeing your ships come in, but it's a card of spirit supporting your event, much better with that coming in and that being changed to June. The next one is the Ten of Pentacles. This is the Happy Family card. Once again, it's just pointing towards the event of being a success. And, yeah, they're bringing up Laura again. And then the next card is the Six of Cups. This is a card of nostalgia, sentimentality. It could even be a card of children or you feeling more childlike, but it's got a wonderful feel about it. And they're just showing me a wine or a champagne glass, and they're toasting you for having switched it. And underneath the deck is the World card, you know. They're handing you a laurel wreath, and they're saying, you did a good job. So I hope all that's been helpful.
Yes, immensely. I can't tell you what a ray of sunshine you've been today. You're amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Sweet. I love that. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Yes.
And sending you so much love and angel blessings. You just look after your beautiful radiance, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you. Thank you. Angel blessings to you and much love. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Let's go to our next caller. We have 607. You're on the line with Claire Candy. Half Angel Ariel, who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from? Hello, hello, hello. Are you there? 607. Doesn't appear like 607 is there. Maybe you're just listening. So sending you lots of love and angel blessings, and call into the show at a later date if you have a question. Much love, 607. Can't hear anything from you. So have a beautiful day. Bye. So we've got about 4.5 minutes left. Let me knock those cards. Knock, knock, knock. Oh, let me just go back on 607. Hang on. 607. Are you there? 607? Are you there? No. Okay. Let me go to the tarot cards and pull some cards for. We're going in to, now we're in the middle of March. Let's see. Let's just do a read for the upcoming 2 weeks and see what messages come out for all of us as a collective. So Posse of Angels, this is for us as a collective. Okay, all right. And the cards that come out are, that was interesting. Okay, first card that's coming out is the Five of Wands. Now, the first thing they're telling me is that the Five is a card of change, drastic change in our planet, that everything that is not of the light, everything that is put over greed against profit is crumbling at the moment. And it's going to look like there's lots of agitation going on, but in fact, it's just the crumbling away of the old. The Knight of Pentacles comes in, and this is the long-term light and joy and peace that we have been freed, and our planet has been freed. This is those long-term, wonderful feelings. Celebrate now, because what we're seeing on the planet is just the crumbling of that old 3D or 3D illusion. And by celebrating now, you affirm that it's actually happening and that there's nothing that we really have to wait for. And the third card that's coming out is the breakthrough card, is the strength to hold our love, to hold our light, to hold the knowing in our heart that we came back for a purpose, and that each of us will be shown how to step up into the being of best service to the light. And I'm looking under the deck, and it has the Ace of Wands, which is the confirmation of a brand new start here on planet Earth for us individually and as a collective. So that just wraps the show up for today. I hope everyone has an absolutely beautiful week coming up. Do remember, if you want to download my meditation, a guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, it's now available on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, for only $11.11. And if you want to book any of my sessions, you can learn Reiki with me wherever you are in the world. I love teaching tarot. There's intuitive counseling. There's angel intuitive tarot card readings. Then, of course, there's the energy sessions of Reiki to re-energize, rebalance, and recharge our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. You can always call Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716 Remember, that's Pacific Standard Time. Or once again, go to my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. And I'm wishing you love and, as always, angel blessings. Do remember to go to my YouTube channel, Claire Candy Hoff, for my Saturdays. I have walk-in Angel Ariel's Weekly Wisdom, and where we do pull runes and oracle cards and tarot cards there, and give an update about the energies and what's happening on the planet. So, as I said, go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Lots of love and angel blessings. Take care, everyone. I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.